So why dreadlocks? After slavery was abolished, the local descendants of Africans decided they didn't want to do sugarcane harvest anymore, so the plantation owners brought in indentured servants from India, also part of their colonies. And the Indians brought with them, after a hard day of cutting cane, they would bust out the Kali weed, K-A-L-I, for their goddess, which the Rastas adopted as Kali, C-O-L-L-I-E. So the kind of reincarnation of Jesus through his imperial majesty comes about as well from talking with Hindus and learning about their belief in reincarnation. And the holy men of the Indian workers on the plantations knotted up their dreads. And so the Rastas emulated that as well. And Bob Marley talked about the Nazirite vow from the Old Testament. Abstain from alcohol, refrain from cutting the hair on one's head, and not to be ritually impure by contact with anything dead. So let's hear that song, the concept of Rastafari worship, and the importance of dreadlocks with Keith Hudson. I broke the comb. Smile, Jamaica.